The Fabulous 50s Radio Show.
Hello there. Welcome to this week's Fabulous 50s Radio Show. I'm Paul Peters.
And I'm Jeff Kemp.
Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the regular old neck. Won't you wear my ring up around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by heck? Let them know thing. They say that we're too young to know the meaning of a ring. I only know I love you and that you love me too. Oh darling, this is what I ask of you. Won't you have my ring around your neck to tell the world I'm yours by hand? Let them see your love for me, and let them see by the ring.
We started with the King, Elvis Presley, and Wear My Ring Around Your Neck. That was a UK number 3 and 10 weeks in the chart in 1958. In the US of A, it only got to number 2 in the pop charts and ended a run of 10 consecutive number 1 hits. Welcome to this week's Fabulous 50s Radio Show, the programme where we play the best of the music from 1950 right the way through to 1959.
That reminds me, by the way, my mum used to look for the ring around my neck when I was a kid. She used to call it the tide mark. Make sure I'd wash properly. Have you washed behind your ears? Have you washed behind your knees?
Yeah, do you know, when I'm washing behind my ears these days, I still think of my poor old nan. You mean
you can reach behind your ears?
Only just. Yeah, I think of the days when she didn't have a bathroom. In fact, she only had an outside toilet. And we used to wash at the kitchen sink, and she used to come and she used to get the flannel and rub a lot of soap on it and say, come on, get behind that neck and get those ears clean. And she wasn't too careful, my poor old nan. Anyway, let's move on. Here's Johnny Kidd and the Pirates.
If there's anybody that's feeling bad, well, they'll come along with me and do you feel glad? Just growl. Wow, just growl. Wow, well, it's as simple as that, just like a cat. Wow. If your nuts are bad and you're in a state, well, come along with me and do you feel great? Just growl. Wow, just growl. Wow, well, it's as simple as that, just like a cat. Barking like a bee dog, even screeching like a dying hog. Well, I can't get nowhere with a hoot and howl. You know I'm happy when you hear me growl. If there's anybody that's feeling bad, well, come along with me and you feel glad. Just growl. Wow, just growl. Wow, well, it's a sound of the matter, just like a cat. When everybody's swinging and in the mood, and everybody around me is in the groove, just growl. Wow, just growl. Wow,
wow. Well, it's a summerless man, I'm just like a cat, bum, 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 wow. If it does a pound and in a state, who will come along with me and you feel great, just crown, wow, just crown, wow. Well, it's a summerless man, I'm just like a cat, bum, 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 wow. I tried barking like a hungry dog, even screeching like a dying hog. Well, I can't get nowhere with a hooting owl. You know I'm happy when you hear me growl. If there's anybody that's feeling bad, well, come along with me and you feel glad. Just growl, wow, just growl, wow. Well, it's a summerless night, I'm just like a cat, bum, 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 bum.
Johnny Kidd and the Pirates and growl. Something which I used to do a lot when I was, well, when I was a teenager, when my voice was breaking into thousands and thousands of pieces.
Still probably is.
Yeah, I probably told you before that the teacher stood behind me in assembly one day and he said, Kemp, stop growling. I looked at the title of that, a one-word title, of course, growl. Mr. P said, when he looked at, here, who's this G-R-Owl? No, it isn't. It's growl, Mr. P. Anyway, that was the B-side of their first hit, Please Don't Touch. And it was a UK number 25 in June 1959. Out of interest, the next release, which actually didn't chart, featured Johnny Kidd, real name Frederick Heath, singing If You Were the Only Girl in the World without the Pirates on one side and Johnny with the Pirates singing Feeling on the other. And I'm going to dig that record out and play it another week.
Now, we've got Paul Anka coming up and something I've always wanted to say on the radio. I love you, baby.
As I walk by the seaside, as I walk through the grass, I see little bluebirds making love while I pass. Bees are humming and they're singing everywhere. Everyone's in love. Oh, I love you, baby. I love you so. I need you, honey. I'll never let you go, 'cause you're the girl in my heart. You're the one I adore. As I walk by the schoolyard, as I walk by the gate, I see the weeping willow where we kissed on every day. And carved in the bark, you'll find an arrow and a heart. And underneath it says, oh, I love you, baby. I love you so. I need you, honey. I'll never let you go, 'cause you're the girl.
Love you, baby. I'm never going to let you go. That was Paul Anka, a UK number 3 in 1957, but only got to number 97 in the US of A, and I can't think why that was the case. Have you got no taste over there?
Oh, dear, dear. Actually, you might have been a bit disappointed with that one, really, because the previous record to that, which was Diana, was number one both sides of the Atlantic.
Well, there you are. Well, we liked it. I've got my God.
Number three.
Oh, number three. I put me a bit of paper down there. Now, don't forget, if you want to email us, you can do so. The email address is fab50.radio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you, and any suggestions of records that you'd like to hear on the programme, just write and
I'm
tell
pleased
us.
You oh. said that, by the way, because I was just about to remind you that you hadn't given the email address.
Well, I did say to you I'm going to give the email address. I just wish you would concentrate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I mean, we don't...
My head's full of other things.
Yeah, I know. You're in a dream. That's the trouble.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
oh,
in
my...
a dream.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what you're dreaming about, but you're in a dream. Anyway, here's Brenda Lee.
We are no more, my baby. I'm coming back to you. We are no more, my baby. Your lonely days are through. Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, away those tears. Drops, 'cause I've been lonely too. Well, we no more, my baby. I'm a coming home to you. Dry those big brown eyes, my baby. This time, I don't mean maybe. I know I've done you wrong. Yeah, we no more, my baby. Your lonely days are through. We no more. I'm a coming home to you. Come on and smile for me, my baby. Your tears are making me so sad. I can't stay away no longer. You're the only. Yeah, I'm a-coming home to you. I said I was a-coming home.
The little girl with the big voice, Brenda Lee, and Weep No More, My Baby, recorded 13th August 1959 at the Bradley Studios in Nashville, but it wasn't released until August 1960 when it appeared on her second album, Brenda Lee and Why on Earth. They did not release that one as a single. I shall never know, because I think if they had it done, it would have gone right up there.
I took my troubles down to Madam Ruth. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a pad on 34th and Vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and turned around and gave me a wink. She said, I'm gonna mix it up right here in the sink. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes,
I took a drink.
I didn't know it was a day or night. I started kissing everything in sight. But when I kissed the cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.
Mm-hmm.
everything in sight. But when I kissed a cop at 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.
Yeah, you have to remember that's a very short one. That was the Clovers and Love Potion number 9. Classic late 1950s song, written by Liebert and Stoller. This, the original version performed by the Clovers, reached number 23 in the USA in 1959. And of course, it's been recorded by many artists since then, including the Searchers in 1963.
And Mr. Peters liked that piece of music so much, and I said to him on one occasion, I think we mentioned on air, that it was featured in the film American Graffiti, and Mr. Peters finally got down to getting himself a copy, and I don't think he's played it yet.
I watched about 20 minutes of it, and it was just cars driving backwards and forwards in a town a little bit like Pontiac in America, place we visited, but it didn't seem to get going. I'll have to sort of
persevere.
Yeah, persevere. Play the whole thing again sometime. Right, here's Sarah Vaughan.
Whatever Lola wants, Lola gets, and little man, little Lola wants you. Make up your mind to have,
make up your mind to have,
no regrets,
no regrets.
Recline yourself, resign yourself, you're through. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants,
Lola wants,
Lola gets,
Lola gets.
Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win?
Can't win, you'll never, never win.
You're no exception to the rule, I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. I always get what I aim for, and your heart and soul is what I came for. Whatever Lola wants,
Lola wants,
Lola gets,
Lola gets.
Take off your coat, don't you know you can't win?
Can't win, you'll never, never win.
You're no exception to the rule, I'm irresistible, you fool. Give in,
give in, you'll never win.
Give in, give in.
I know a dark, secluded place, a place where no one knows your face. A glass of wine, a fast embrace, it's called Hernando's hideaway, olé. All you see are silhouettes, and all you hear are castanets, and no one cares how late it gets, not at Hernando's hideaway, olé. At the Golden Finger Bowl or any place you go, you will meet your Uncle Max and everyone you know. But if you go to the spot that I am thinking of, will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Jove. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's hideaway, olé. You will be free to gaze at me and talk of love. Just knock three times and whisper low that you and I were sent by Joe. Then strike a match and you will know you're in Hernando's hideaway. Olé.
Couple of nice ones there, starting off with Sarah Vaughan and Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets. A 1955 recording of probably the best known song from the musical Damn Yankees. It became one of Sarah's biggest charting singles when it reached number 9. No, it didn't. It reached number 6 in the USA in 1955. And we followed on with Johnny Ray and Hernando's Hideaway, another best-selling show tune, this time from the show The Pajama Game, which made its debut in 1954. The song was a hit in both vocal and instrumental forms over in the USA in 1954. And then when the show opened in the West End of London in October 1955, it all started again over here. And Johnny Ray's version got to number 11 here in the October.
Now, going back to Sarah Vaughan and Whatever Lola Wants, I don't know whether you knew, Jeff, that Alma Cogan recorded that song. She took it to number 26 in March of 1957. It was in the charts for just 2 weeks, sadly.
Yeah, no, poor old Alma. She didn't have a lot of luck with some of her covers. Her version actually is very good. I have a feeling that she might also have recorded Hernando's Hideaway, but I haven't got me books here, so I can't tell you. And talking of Alma Cogan,
here she is.
Please, Mr. Brown, take it easy, you're spoiling my gown. Oh, I know music brings out that yearning, but right now you're learning to tango. Please, Mr. Jones, not so tight, you are crushing my bones. Oh, I'll just bet you're an expert on wooing, but right now we're doing a tango. You boys, in spite of all the dancing lessons you bought out on the dance floor, have but one school of thought, and that is anything but what my dancing teacher taught. Please, Mr. Smith, it's a lady that you're dancing with. There's a time and a place for romancing, but not while we're dancing the tango. Now you guys are just a bunch of wolves in ivy-league clothes. Think as long as music's playing, anything goes. No one who wants a fellow wants a slow one, but I'm a girl who wants to know one who knows what every lady knows. Please, Mr. Smith, it's a lady that you're dancing with. There's a time and a place for romancing, but not while we're dancing the tango.
I didn't know that little bit was on the end. That was Alma Cogan and Please, Mr. Brown. Now, that was a non-charting single from 1957. The other side of the record was a song called Party Time. And speaking of party time, it's time for this. ¶¶ Well, if you listen to the programme each week, you'll know that the fanfare means we've got to the ninth record, and we call the ninth record the number nine spot because it's a chance for us to play something just a bit different. It can be slightly out of period, or it can be a funny record or a daft record or any sort of record we like, really. What is it this week, Jeff?
Now, if you were listening last week, and I know you were all listening last week, we played a wonderful song by Dinah Washington. It was her version of It's Magic. And we had loads of emails saying how much you enjoyed it. And we hope you will enjoy the next version of It's Magic just as much.
To nestle in your eyes, it's magic. Without a golden pond or mystic charms, a fantastic things begin.
Wasn't that absolutely excruciating? Jonathan and Darlene Edwards, It's Magic, from the 1957 album, The Piano Artistry of Jonathan Edwards. They were, of course, Paul Weston and his good lady, Jo Stafford. And actually, although, I mean, that was excruciating, it takes real artistry to be able to do that so well, but so badly.
I thought I'd left the microphone switched up and I thought it was Jeff singing at first.
Oh, thank you very, very much.
he don't sing very often.
Well, and funnily enough, you say that. Of course, that's how Jonathan Edwards and Darlene Edwards started, because it was Joe and Paul messing around in the studio after they'd been doing some recordings. Yeah. And one of the recording engineers captured it on tape.
Going back to my days, 40-odd years ago, when I worked for a recording company in London, we did a similar thing. Well, not me, but the recording engineer, because we used to have this lady that used to come and sing, and I won't mention her name because she might still be around and she might be listening, or family might be listening. But she thought she was very, very good. And she used to sing in the studio, and then she'd say, "Was that all right? Did I sound okay? Are you sure I was okay?" And, of course, the engineer had a tape recorder running and he used to record all that, and make up a little tape.
Of course, the one that really got that going, you know, was Florence Foster Jenkins. Nobody ever knew whether she really had an awful voice and knew it or whether she thought she was wonderful. But she filled the Carnegie Hall. I mean, yeah. She was wonderful.
Well, our dear lady was very, very similar to her.
The Fabulous 50s Radio Show.
Good times, great oldies. Good times, great oldies.
Now, just a reminder of the email address. It's fab50.radio@yahoo.com. And also, while I'm talking of important things, if you miss a Fabulous 50s radio show at any time, don't forget, search for us at the Internet Archive and you'll find us there. And then you can listen to us whenever it's convenient. Here's Shirley Bassey.
Boom, 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 boom. Closer now. Closer now.
Never stop, Shirley, because we love you. Kiss Me, Honey, Honey, Kiss Me. Another 50s favourite. A UK number 3 for Shirley in the early part of 1959. Now, the next couple of records are especially for all of our listeners down there in the Antipodes.
Antipodes.
I know. Well, I call them the Antipodes.
I know you do. Yeah, it's a couple of records from a guy by the name of Johnny Devlin. He was New Zealand's answer to Elvis Presley back in 1958-1959.
I got a rocket in my pocket and a roll on my wall. So baby, don't buzz me with an odd funny talk. There ain't nothing you can tell me I don't already know. I got a rocket in my pocket and I'm ready to go. I got a rocket in my pocket and it I got a rocket.
my pocket and it's I got a rocket in my pocket and it's moving.
When it's hopping so fast, like a kangaroo. Well, I want to give you some love in any place, anywhere. I don't want to lose you because I really can't. I want to cling to you like a baby.
All of it.
Well, I got you, baby, I'll never let you go. I don't want to lose you because I love you so. One thing, baby, that I want to do, I want to cling to you like a koala. You laugh at me like the kookaburras do and the blue gum tree. Well, I want to give you some love any place, anywhere. Don't you leave me, baby, cause I really care. I want to cling to you like a baby.
All of it.
Uh-huh, I want to cling to you like a baby.
All of it.
Oh, well, I want to cling to you like a baby. All of it.
A couple of records that you guys down under will probably know a lot better than we do here in the UK, especially for our increasing number of listeners down there in New Zealand and Australia. That was Johnny Devlin with a couple of records. As I said, billed as New Zealand's answer to Elvis, he had a brief but very, very successful career in New Zealand in 1958-1959, when he recorded for Prestige Records. And that record, I Got a Rocket in My Pocket, which was a cover of a Jimmy Lloyd song, was released in August 1958. During the time that Johnny was with Prestige Records in New Zealand, he released 11 singles, 3 EPs and an album. And that was before he went off to Australia in late 1959. And when he got to Australia in late 1959, he recorded for the newly formed Teen Records label. And the third release in late 59 was the next record, which was Koala Bear. And gosh, he really did sound like Elvis on that one. Not only did he sound like Elvis, but the backing sounded like Elvis. He was accompanied on Koala Bear by The Devils, that was his backing group, and also backing vocals by a group called the Deltones. And again, between 1959 and 1981, Johnny recorded for 14 different labels over there in Australia, a total of 40 singles, 10 EPs and 3 albums, and he still performs on the club circuit.
Now, you mentioned Jimmy Lloyd while you were saying all that, Jeff.
I did indeed.
Yeah, our next record's from Jimmy Lloyd.
Well, toe to toe and cheek to cheek, lips are close, can't even speak. Arms tied in a fond embrace, then a signal come from outer space. You're gone. Yeah, baby, you're gone. Gone.
kind are crawling down the path in line. One of them looked at the other and said, I love every hair on your first head. You're gone. Mama said kittens better move along, cause the big cats walk at the break of dawn. And you're gone, oh, baby, you're gone, gone. Well, it's too late to stop when you flip the top.
And there he goes, Jimmy Lloyd and You're Gone Baby, 1958, and recorded on the Roulette label, Roulette 4062. And nothing more to say about that.
Well, only the fact that I heard it for the first time and I thought, it's a funny record. He's singing toad to toad. It wasn't, it was toe to toe. But actually, a fabulous bit of sort of rockabilly rock and roll that was. Absolutely super.
Yeah, it's been a good show today, hasn't
oh,
it?
Thank
I mean,
you.
All the shows are good, but this one's been
swinging.
Yeah.
Really rocking, as Steve would say.
That's it. We've got to calm things down a little bit now. Here's Della Reese and Don't You Know.
Don't you know I have fallen in love with you for the rest of my whole life through. Don't you know I was yours from the very day that you happened to come my way? Can't you see I'm under your spell? By the look in my eyes, can't you tell? Can't you tell? Now don't you know every beat of my heart keeps crying out, I want you so. Don't you know?
Absolutely fabulous. That was Della Reese and Don't You Know. Now, that made it to number two in the US in 1959, but here in the UK, no success whatsoever. Now, Della Reese, along with the Walker Brothers, are two people that we never, ever, ever see records, CDs or singles or anything in the charity shops. I don't think people give their records away. We never ever see him, do we, Jeff?
No, sadly not. And that Della Reese one, I cannot understand why that one didn't do anything here. It was released here. She didn't have a cover that she was up against, so it wasn't as if somebody else was doing a version over here. We obviously just didn't have any taste back then.
I think they ought to re-release a lot of these records now and see how they do, because a lot of the stuff that's in the charts...
Don't get me started on that.
Oh, you don't want to listen
no.
to it. Absolutely.
Talking
awful.
Of good taste, a couple of smashers coming up.
Teach me tonight.
couple of our favourites there, starting off with Dion and the Belmonts and Where or When, US number 3 in late 1959, and following on with another US hit, number 2 from 1954, the De Castro Sisters and Teach Me Tonight.
Time for just two more records on this week's programme, and the first of them is this lovely one from Malcolm Vaughan.
In the chapel of the roses, every day I'll say a prayer, and I'll wait for you at sunset till the day you meet me there. In the chapel chapel of the roses till the day you meet me there.
Oh, the mighty organ is silent. I can hear a favorite's name, and I feel you
as Mr. P said, Malcolm Vaughan and Chapel of the Roses, UK number 13 and 8 weeks in the charts in 1957, a sort of follow-up but one to his big hit, which was Saint Teresa of the Roses. That was November 1956, and then there was one in between that and the one that we have just played.
Could I make a request?
Yes.
Can you find some more Malcolm Vaughan?
I've got several more.
Have you?
Yeah.
I think he's really good. I like him. We don't play enough of him. Well, sadly, it's almost the end of this week's Fabulous 50s radio show. Time to remind you of the email address. That's fab50.radio@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you, so please write wherever you are in the world, because we have people listening in Hawaii, in Australia, New Zealand, Hungary, you name it, they're listening. So if you're listening out there and you haven't written before, please write now. Okay, Jeff. What's our last record?
Well, Bill Haley and his Comets turned increasingly to instrumentals from sort of 1957 onwards. They recorded the next one, Going Out Music, in June 1958. It wasn't released until late 1959, and it got to US number 46 when it was released on Decca 30956 in November 1959. It's a song called Joey's Song, and as soon as we start to play it, you will recognise it. So until next week's Fabulous 50s radio show, this is Jeff Kemp, the Cockney Playboy, saying bye for now, and above all, be lucky.
Well, we're just about to pack our bags because we're going off to stay on Cleve Hill, which is up above Cheltenham, for 3 nights, and we'll be back again here at the same time next week. So, no, we're not staying in tents. No.
Nor loitering with intents.
Well, certainly not. Hey, looking at me.
It was a joke.
Oh, was
you
it?
Didn't get it.
Oh, I see. Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm not very good
loitering
with jokes.
Loitering with intent.
Oh, I see. No, we're staying in a very nice hotel. We can afford it. $9.99 a night. I mean, let's face it. We can afford that. Till next time, then. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.